Every once in a while, T-Mobile emails me to say that I've earned a free line, and all I have to do is call their number. And usually I ignore it, because they don't let you claim your free line online. They make you claim it by calling them, and who has time to do that? And today, they reminded me, hey, you're going to lose your free line soon. Make sure you call us. And I was like, you know what? Fine. I'm going to call and get my free line. So I did.
Your Daily Lex.
The most fun part of calling was the guy really liked that I was tech savvy. I didn't say anything about being tech savvy. I didn't tell him, hey, I know what I'm doing. But as he was going through the steps, he was like, you know, you could add it as an eSIM because you need a device to put the phone number on and I don't have another device lying around. And I was like, I'm happy to do it as an eSIM. And he's like, you know what an eSIM is? I'm like, yeah, I'm all set. And we go through it and he, you know, he's like, at this point, you'll need to put in your IMEI. Do you know how to? I'm like, I already got it. And he was like, oh, it's so nice. I also knew my PIN. And apparently a lot of T-Mobile callers don't know their PIN and there's no way for them to trigger a forgot PIN. It's the whole thing. So anyway, I was proud that I did. Now I have a second line on my phone for no reason. At first he gave me a really weird area code. Then he gave me a Jersey area code, which was better. So I guess I could use it as a business line number or something, but who the hell cares? So right now I have two phone numbers. Very exciting. I have already started recording my lines for same time next year. Right now it's just the process of recording them. I've recorded Act 1, Scene 1 and Act 1, Scene 2. I'll record the whole thing and then I'll start listening to it all the time. I really want to see if I can memorize it, you know, maybe before the end of October. That seems hard, but I want to try. Still don't know when our first rehearsals are, but there's so many lines. Oh my God. I've also been having a couple weird issues with Logic on my computer. Most recently, I recorded a bunch of lines from Act 1, Scene 2, and they all came out sounding like this. And I have no idea why. There was nothing turned on to do that, so it shouldn't have sounded like that. But it did, and it was really annoying. In fact, it could be happening right now. I should check. Wow. I did a really good impression of it because when I went back just now and played it back, I was like, oh no, it still sounds slow. But that was me just imitating what it sounded like when it was slow. Hilarious. So funny. Anyway, tonight I'm going to go see the brush-up rehearsal of the show Rocky Horror Picture Show, or Rocky Horror Show. I wanted to see the actual show, but the first weekend was this past weekend when I was in a show, and the final weekend is this coming weekend when it's time for us to go visit Ani for family weekend. So since I can't see either set of real shows, I'm going to the brush-up rehearsal. Brush-up is, you know, in between weeks of a show, you do a rehearsal in case you've forgotten anything. Keep everything tight. It's not going to be a real production. It's going to be probably not in costumes. They're going to be silly. There might be actors missing, but I'd rather see some of it than none of it. I have a lot of friends in the show, and I'm proud of all of them, so I'm doing what I can. Tomorrow, we got to wait all day before we can go to Emerson, which sucks. It means we're going to miss some of the stuff, but this way we can take Sierra with us, and we'd rather take Sierra than not. So it really means we're going to see Ani for a day and a half. It's a lot of driving for a day and a half, but what are you going to do? We've already made some reservations, so that's exciting. Also, I hit my weight loss goal, and because of that, I get to start my metabolic reversal, which basically means I get to eat a few more calories each week. So right now I'm adding 50 calories a day, which is basically nothing. I've added basically zero calories. 50 calories isn't zero calories, but it's awfully close to zero calories. Doesn't mean much just yet, but, you know, over the next couple of weeks, I'll be adding, you know, 100 calories and 150 and 200. And suddenly you're talking about some real food. So I'm excited about that. Tonight, in case anybody's wondering, and why would you be, Liam and I are going to have omelets with smoked salmon in them. I love smoked salmon. I love salmon. Lauren didn't eat salmon until she met me. We used to go to a restaurant in Waltham, Massachusetts, near Brandeis, called the Asian Grill. It no longer exists. And that's the first place Lauren ate salmon, and she liked it. But she got really grossed out by the salmon skin, which I had never thought about. Once she was grossed out about it, I got grossed out about it. So now I never eat the smoked salmon skin. I always cut it. Or I never eat the salmon skin, so I just cut it off. I never thought smoked salmon was gross. I love smoked salmon, but because Lauren still thinks smoked salmon is gross, I have a harder time eating it than I used to. So I really like putting it in omelets because then it's cooked smoked salmon, which is less of a weird texture. God, it's delicious. I'll eat smoked salmon too on a bagel, no question. But, you know, it's a thing. It's grosser now to me than it once was. It's good to know that your wife can influence you. Anyway, that's all I got. Happy Thursday, October 16th. And since I almost certainly won't talk to you tomorrow, have a great weekend. Goodbye.
Lex.